The Alaska Redistricting Board released the plan, then considered a consultant's report saying it would significantly reduce Alaska Native influence in one House and one Senate district. The plan responds to a recent state Supreme Court ruling saying the board put too much emphasis on protecting Native voting rights. The court said the board should have paid more attention to state constitutional requirements, which call for compact districts made up of similar communities. The new plan changes election district boundaries for part of the Aleutians in the interior, as well as areas around Nome and Bethel. The board's voting rights consultant identified two of the districts redrawn after the court ruling as areas of concern. One is a House district made up of interior villages. The other is a Senate district running from Yakutat to Kodiak and from Lime Village to Dillingham and out the Aleutians. Redistricting Board Executive Director Taylor Bickford says the controversy does not include Panhandle communities.
There was an influence district that was built in Southeast, but the board never claimed and the court never found that the board's drawing of an influence district in Southeast led to violations of the Alaska Constitution.
Petersburg officials hope for new boundaries closer to its current district, which includes Wrangell and Sitka. Those districts were reworked because of population shifts from Southeast to South Central Alaska. The new plan combines Petersburg, downtown Juneau, Douglas Island, and Skagway. That angers Petersburg Mayor Al Dwyer.
We don't think that Juneau is similar in any way to Petersburg or a fishing community. I mean, it has a processor there, but it's not considered a fishing community. It's a tourist community and a government.
I completely understand why people will be unhappy. I think there's a lot of unhappy people across the state.
Juneau Democratic Representative Beth Kurtula serves in the House district slated to include Petersburg.
And all I can say is wherever the district I'm in is, I would be honored to represent it and will work my hardest to do a good job.
Petersburg sued to change last year's reapportionment plan. Mayor Dwyer says the Supreme Court ruling provides another opportunity to challenge the redistricting board.
We kind of knew that they would propose that again, but we're against it and we're going to oppose it.
And what form's that opposition going to be? Are you folks going to go back to court?
Yeah, depending on the cost. We have a limited amount of funds to expend.
The redistricting board is scheduled to meet through Saturday. Executive Director Bickford says it should finish its work by then. This is Ed Schoenfeld in Juneau.